Hi, this is Mindy from Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of June 12th as prepared by Steve Suman. Following cool start, the area should see some sunshine and gradually warming temperatures this week with minimal chances for rain or thunderstorms. The cool nights for sleeping and warm days for recreating can't get much better in the North Woods, so make sure you enjoy. The DNR says people should take precautions to avoid potential conflict with black bears. Black bears are most common in the northern half of the state. They're cautious animals that normally avoid contact with people, but conflicts can occur. Normally, these are associated with food when food sources are readily available. According to the DNR, grills, bird feeders, unsecured trash containers, or garbage are the most common attractants, especially in the spring due to limited natural food sources. If a bear does find food, it often returns until that source is unavailable, but it could take several days to weeks after removing a food source for a bear to discontinue visiting. See the DNR pamphlet, Living with Black Bears in Wisconsin, for more information. Now on to the fishing report. It is still spring and fishing remains good for nearly all species, even with the low, warmer water. Musky action remains slow, but it is improving. Fish are on weed beds, weed flats, weed edges, and near panfish and baitfish concentrations. Baits of choice include small suckers, bucktails, and topwaters. Walleye fishing is mostly good, consistent, and anglers are doing well. Fish are on mid-depth to deeper weed lines during the day, hitting leeches and crawlers on jigs or under slip bobbers. In the evening hours, working jigs tipped with minnows and crawlers on the bottom near weed edges in about 4 to 10 feet seem to be working. Northern pike fishing is good to excellent on shallow weeds, weed beds, and weed lines in depths of 10 feet and or near panfish and baitfish concentrations. Largemouth bass action is good with fish spawning and post-spawn and recovering. Look for fish on weed flats and in weed beds with lily pads and in depths up to 7 feet. The most productive offerings include various plastics, wacky rigs, drop shot rigs, spinner baits, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing is also very good with fish spawning and also in post spawn. Find them on weed flats and hard bottom structure. Ned rigs, plastics, worms, tubes, and drop shots seem to be working great. Crappies are mostly post-spawn, scattering and moving somewhat deeper. Fishing is fair to good around weeds, weed lines, brushes, and bogs with the best action late afternoon and early evening. The best baits seem to be jigs with crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits. The bluegill fishing is also very good to excellent, but selective harvest is necessary. Find fish in or on shallow weeds around shoreline structures, use waxies, leafworm, and plastic on small jigs or under slip bobbers. Upcoming area events include the Shawamigan 100 mountain bike race on June 17th. June 18th is Father's Day, so take your dad fishing. And the big summer festival, Musky Festival, starts June 23rd through 25th. You can find all of this information on area events and activities at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website or the Hayward Area Chamber website. And you can click on the calendar of events for more information. Or you can just give us a call at the office, 715-634-8662, or toll free at 800-724-2992. Thank you.